A grandparent support group is calling on the Ministry of Social Development to lift its game when it comes to coughing up what it owes carers. Tonight we brought you the story of a woman caring for her nephew who was owed tens of thousands of dollars in backdated unsupported child benefit payments from MSD. Now, since Checkpoint got involved, things have picked up the pace and MSD has confirmed the woman will be paid tonight. We understand the agreed payments total more than $75,000. Social workers and advocacy groups say some MSD caseworkers give incorrect advice or neglect to tell people what they're entitled to, and to get any arrears is a big effort. Kate Bundle is the boss of Grandparents Caring for Grandchildren. Last financial year, they squeezed almost $1 million in IOUs for entitlements out of MSD.
We had 19 clients that we advocated for and were able to ensure that they got arrears payments totaling $969,423. I've gone back over the last 4 years and just including the provisional figures that I've got for the year to 31 March this year. And it's a total of around about $2.34 million that we've managed to get back for clients, around about 75 clients. So it's not insignificant, the amount of support that these grandparents have not been getting. You know, in one case, for example, over $200,000 was eventually what she was paid for the support of her grandchildren. And, you know, what this means is, for all those years that they weren't getting that support, they were really, really struggling. Really struggling to make ends meet. And the key time that they should be getting it is right from the get-go when the children come into their care.
Why is it such a battle, Kate?
Frontline workers and work and income often get it wrong. Sometimes they just don't know about the unsupported child benefit. They tell clients that they are not entitled to any support. They tell them that it's means tested when it's not, or they just just try and put them onto some other support, or just say they're not entitled to anything. You're raising someone's child in the family, and that's your job.
So, what do you know about how many people are proactively offered this financial support when they go to work and income? How many of them are told up front, hey, you could be eligible for this, this, and this?
Well, what we know from our research, and we did this in 2016, was over 1,100 caregivers. We found that only 15% were actually advised that they could be entitled to the unsupported child benefit when they first went to see work and income. So, you know, 85% weren't even told of their eligibility. So we know that over the last few years that there were improvements made. We did a lot of work with work and income through our advocate to ensure that people were getting the training that they needed at that front line, advising grandparents and other whānau caregivers. But unfortunately, that seems to have fallen a little bit by the wayside in the last while.
Why do you think that is, Kate?
I think that work and income and MSD itself, you know, the impact of COVID has really impacted the organisation based on what I'm hearing. I think there's a high turnover of staff within work and income and moving to other roles. And you lose a lot of that really good expertise at the front line when that happens. So those sorts of issues are happening. But I think really work and income can probably tell you better than I can. I'm just, you know, sharing what we experience as interfacing with the service on behalf of clients.
So the law is on the side of the clients in terms of getting their arrears, their back payment. They're entitled to it from the point that they qualified rather than the point that they apply, right?
Yes.
So, I mean, how easy is it to get that arrears out of MSD?
Not that easy unless you are quite, persistent in it. You really do need an advocate, to be honest, and it needs to go through that process of applying for the arrears and establishing your entitlement to it. And if Work and Income can see that you have been entitled right from a date, you know, well prior to your grant of the unsupported child benefit, then they will, you know, look to that and think, right, yes, you were entitled to, and you can get that arrears payment. But it does take a lot of time. Persistence is the key.
So we've been talking about money, Kate, but actually what we're talking about is people's lives here, right? And in your case, you're dealing with grandparents who are looking after grandchildren. And from what you're telling me, a lot of them not necessarily starting out getting what they're entitled to. What does that mean for them in practical terms when they're not getting this financial support?
Well, it's incredibly difficult because you can imagine that when you first take on a grandchild through a family breakdown, there's been a crisis in the family, and as a grandparent, you're either on national super or you might have decreased your work over the previous years. You might be part-time, you might be, you know, you've downsized your life and you've actually downsized your income potential as well in many cases. So if you don't get the support for that child's needs, and let's face it, children, you know, quite costly, really, to raise, you know, to feed, to clothe, to make sure that they go to school, transport costs, all of that. So what we find is that so many of our grandparents are really, really struggling to make ends meet. They're struggling with the basic costs. And this is let alone paying for extras that a child should be entitled to realise their potential in life. I mean, you know, you think about sports and arts and activities and all of those sorts of things. So this support that you get through the UCB is critical for these children. There is nothing else unless you're in foster care and you're getting the foster care allowance. So for so many of our grandparents, we know that they are going without food, they're going without medications for themselves, avoiding doctor's appointments, you know, really, really doing it tough. And in many cases, some of them are even having to sleep in the lounge in lazy boy chairs or something like that because they've had to give up their bed for their grandchildren. And we're really concerned about the growing number of grandparents who are raising children in circumstances where they don't have adequate accommodation and housing and all those sorts of needs.
So, Kate, what's your message to MSD then in terms of making this easier for these people?
Oh, look, put some effort into resourcing your frontline case managers and service people to understand the law, make sure that these grandparents are getting the proper advice, and treat them with dignity and respect.
And that was Kate Bundle from Grandparents Raising Grandchildren.